all your photo, video, and voiceover needs, check out the fine folks at Blu-ray Productions. They will take good care of you. If you don't believe me, you can see for yourself. Check out their work at blueberryproductions.tv, the Facebook page, Blueberry Productions, also a Vimeo page, a YouTube page, and it's Blueberry, B-L-U-B-E-R-R-Y, Prod on Twitter. Check them out today. Blueberry Productions, great people, great work, great service.
Hey there, your yard took a real beating this summer. Luckily, Scott's Turf Builder WinterGuard has your back. Just feed your grass with Scott's again this fall when the air is cool and the soil is warm. It's the perfect time to give your lawn a boost. If you do, WinterGuard will give your yard the nourishment it needs to help weak, thin grass recover and support root growth, giving you a greener, more resilient lawn both now and next spring. Guaranteed. Grab a bag of Scott's Turf Builder WinterGuard today. You'll be back to barbecuing in no time. This is a Scott's Yard.
Hey parents, we all try to be extra careful with our children in the car, but then we get an important call or text. Remember, our children are watching. Make every drive a good example. Be in the zone. Turn off your phone. Visit childrenshospital.vanderbilt.org/BITZ to learn more about our Teen Driver Safety Program. Brought to you by Monroe Carroll Jr. Children's Hospital at Vanderbilt, the Ford Motor Company Fund, and the Allstate Foundation.
Hello, my name is Travis Williams, President and CEO of Academics and Athletic Consultant, focusing on educating and empowering tomorrow's collegiate athletic leaders. My passion is for the education and genuine concern and care for today's student athlete. It's the centerpiece of my life's work. A college education, both in and out of the classroom, is a truly rewarding benefit. For more information on AAC, you can go to www.academicsandathleticsconsulting.com. Once again, www.academicsandathleticsconsulting.com. Or you can follow me on Facebook at Academics and Athletic Consulting, or Twitter at Coach TWill24, or Instagram Travis L. Williams 24. Or you can call me at 404-542-607. Once again, AAC is very proud to partner with J.R. McHenry of the Boss Man Radio Show, covering sports and entertainment across the country. Please tune in weekly for informative, entertaining, and expert analysis on today's sports and entertainment topics. Thank you.
Indeed. Right. Well, Coach, we've been spoke since the CCC tournament in 14. That's the last time I talked to you was then.
Okay.
Yeah, but it's been a while, but I'm glad to get you on the show, man. I'm happy for your success out there at Tulsa, man. You're doing a great job out there.
Well, I appreciate that, man. God is good. I've been blessed, man. And, you know, I've had some good opportunities in my career, and I like where we're at here right now. Well, obviously, you know, it takes time to build it, and I feel good about where we're at in terms of how we built it and what our squad is doing. So hopefully we can continue with the consistency, but obviously this year is going to be a little crazy, right? You know, with all the stuff that's going on and trying to have a season, and but we're working. I'm excited about what our guys are doing, trying to give ourselves a chance, you know, and that's all you hope for and pray for, that your guys are doing the right thing. So
now, Coach, you guys have had 18 wins, at least 5 years, 6 seasons at Tulsa. So that, for me, tells me you set a great foundation, a great culture there at Tulsa, because a great tradition that Tulsa has. So how do you feel about knowing that you set a culture there and you've won where you've won since you've been there?
Well, you know, we took this job, JR. We, you know, it was in Conference USA, and they were joining this conference and the American Conference. And I felt like, you know, we had a chance, you know, because there's been some, you know, great coaches have coached here, from Nolan Richardson to, you know, Bill Self, Tubby Smith, but they were different part of time in their careers. They were just starting their careers. I came in to a program where it was a building block for coaches, and and wanted to take it to another level as we joined this conference, a multi-bid league. Because they were always in a single-bid league, you know, whether it was Conference USA or when they were in the Mountain West or the Valley. So I was excited about the opportunity and the challenges that comes with playing in a multi-bid league with the likes of UConn or Memphis or Cincinnati and Temple. So a lot of people don't know this. Since we've been in the league 6 years, we've always finished – we won the third most games, conference games in this league behind Houston and Cincinnati. So we've been consistently good. I'm very proud of that. And, you know, we had a team last year that won the league, you know, and which was we were picked 10th and we win the league. And it was unfortunate that it was a situation where we didn't have a chance to play in postseason, because that would have been our third postseason team, I think, would have gotten to the postseason and done well. And like, I think this year's team is very, very good. So hopefully, Lord willing, we'll have a chance to get to the NCAA tournament and have an opportunity.
Now, Coach, let's go back to March 11th. That was my birthday when everything kind of just went straight to you know what. Kind of everything went bad. So how were you guys at, and how did you have to tell your team that the season was over with and get them to get home safely and go from being on campus to virtual learning and keeping their grades up while in the middle of a pandemic?
You know, it was extremely hard, boss man. We were in Dallas, Fort Worth, ready, preparing for the AAC tournament. And, you know, word started trickling around with these other conferences were canceling their tournaments. And so we met with our guys that morning and told them that we were heading back. And not knowing, I think on the drive back, we got wind of, all tournaments being canceled, all postseason being canceled, because there was some thought that maybe we'll still have some type of postseason at that point in time. And then as we got back to the to Tulsa, we got in the locker room and we had to give the news to our guys. I mean, it was emotional, I will be honest with you, because our guys were very excited about where we're at in terms of in our season with our team, in terms of how we were playing, and we felt like we could have done some damage in postseason because of the way we were playing. But having to deliver that to our guys was difficult. And then keep our guys focused to finish up, as you mentioned, academically in the right path. And then look to the future. You know, we had two seniors on that team that were very critical to our success. And then that was the emotional part. It's funny, when we got back here, when we started practice the other day, I reminded our guys I said, listen, guys, 200 and some days ago, we were hit with this pandemic. And what happened, I learned a lot from this pandemic, and I think you should have too. And what we learned is don't take anything for granted, right?
Sure.
'Cause anything could change. You know, we saw our lives take a huge turn 200 some days ago where we didn't control it. Like going out to play ball, going to the gym, the hoop was no issue. And now all of a sudden that was taken from us, you know, me taking my wife out to dinner, you know, that was no issue. But now all of a sudden, you know, things change. And I said, for what we could learn from this pandemic is embrace opportunity and do not take things for granted. And I thought it was, you know, it was good to get our guys to focus on that, because the young people, they don't, you know, and we are guilty as it too, not just young people, of taking things for granted.
Yes, sir. Yes, Coach, you're so right about that. For me, traveling is my thing, covering NBA, covering college basketball. I haven't left Atlanta since March 11th, my birthday. I haven't left, you know. So we're in November now, so just think how going to dinner, like you said, going out to eat, you know, just doing simple things like going to a store, wearing a mask, you know, just because of the wild world, like you say, we don't control none of this stuff. And I think it's good to remind the Lord, showed us again, he's always in control, not us. Nature takes its course. No matter what we try to do as humans, nature still rules the day, no matter what we try.
That's right.
And now, Coach, thinking academically wise, I know you're a Tulsa great school academics. I know you're big on that. So how did your academic advisor and assistant coaches keep your young men grounded through the Blackboard systems and keeping them on task and holding them accountable when they're not on campus with you and that structures you have study halls? And how do y'all go about it to make sure your young men's GPA stay high over the spring and summer semesters here?
Well, we're very involved. You know, I think you look at my track records, not just here at Tulsa, but at Miami and Missouri as a head coach. I think we're somewhere around You know, we graduated every kid we've ever coached up until only like three kids. So, and that's like 67 out of 70 or something. So we're very big about getting our guys in position to graduate. And, you know, this was unique in terms of, you know, learning is virtual. It was a combination of both in person. You know, we require, you know, our study hall time is over here with us in our environment where we is structured a little bit. You know, we're just making sure our guys are, there's checks and balances. Each one of our players have a academic coach that they meet with weekly to go over their syllabi and what they have to do that week. I think there's a tremendous amount of communication helping our guys through it in terms of making sure they got the tutors and things they need. Because we all know, and you know, that piece of paper is so important to their success. And because at some point in time, that air comes out of that ball and they have to have something to fall back on. And so we stress this when we're recruiting, Bossman. We say we don't want kids to come to school to play ball. We want kids to come to school and play ball. And so academics are extremely, extremely important to what we hope we give to them. And I would want our kids to say, you know, I learned how to be a better basketball player, but I also learned life skills at Tulsa with Coach Haith and his structure and or infrastructure. And I think that's really important to me that we give that to them.
And Coach Haith, how did you all go about keeping their mind sharp with what's going on around us with the pandemic, racial injustice, and on the Zoom calls you had? Because I know young men, 18 to 24 years old, that can hit them a different way. I'm in my 30s. I know you're in your 50s. So we kind of can deal with some stuff better than they can right now. So how do you keep their minds sharp and free and clear as things around them is going haywire?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing is communication. And I did a lot of, you know, spending time talking about all the things that we're hit with. And, you know, mental health is such an important, it's so critical right now with these young people and with everybody, because we're all hit with some things that is you know, there's two different types of pandemics, right? There's the social injustice, there's the pandemic, the virus. And, you know, but I wanted to make sure our guys are, we're educating them and we're talking about it, you know, because when the George Floyd thing happened, you know, kids' minds are all over the place, and how they looked at it, how they viewed it. It was obviously everybody was angry. There was upset. And it's the same old thing over and over again. And I have a personal issue with, you know, back in 2006, my nephew was killed by police violence in New York, Sean Bell. And so I spent a lot of time talking to our guys about, you know, how we handle. And I thought this time, because of the good communication and because of the good education, because of the willingness of people that don't look like you and I to listen, it was different. And, but I encourage everyone involved, fatigue always sets in and we stop doing it. I think we've got to be continually be, have great endurance, continue to educate, continue to grow, because we still see a lot of things happening today that are disappointing, discouraging. But I think we've got to keep driving forward. And, you know, but the biggest thing to but back to your question is, we have to, as leaders of our program, continue to be out front and educating our student athletes about and being great listeners. Because, you know, everybody comes from different backgrounds, different environments. Sure. But so we got to make sure we're not just driving home things. We're being great listeners. And then we're giving them good feedback.
And Coach, you know, since George Floyd happened, I just made my show more about political things, more than I do sports, of course, but I want to talk about the issues that I know as a 33-year-old black man in Atlanta, Georgia. You know, trying to get people to educate what happened, to look over my shoulder, drive a little bit slower, you know, being careful about where I go, when I don't do it, how I do it, what I move, and how I say, and getting our listeners to understand, hey, yeah, you love me for covering the sports, but also when I'm not on the radio and air, I have a lot of love to being this deal with. I use my show coach for good so I can help the community of Atlanta from Chattanooga to make it and understand, hey, it's more to it than what you think it is. beyond the sports, these guys, we're people, right? And there are things that go on that you don't quite understand because of you might not see it because you're in your silo. But there's a lot of stuff going on in this world. It's bad. And if you just listen to us and listen with empathy, like you mentioned, Coach, we could all come together to understand each other better going forward. It won't be this divide that we have right now in our country.
Yeah, and I think you make a point, platform. We all have a platform, and that's why I was so proud of what the WNBA and the NBA utilized in their platform when they got a lot of slack from certain folks. But we as black folks, we're proud of that, how they utilize their platform to speak on some of the things that are going on and draw awareness and attention to it. And that goes back to my comment about the endurance, and we can't get fatigued. And I applaud both those organizations for doing what they did through the playoffs. And but it must not stop now. We got to keep going. You know, I'm part of a group of folks that Black Coaches United is an organization that, and we're actually going to launch this week. But myself, John Thompson, the third, Tubby Smith, Leonard Hamilton, Paul Hewitt, we're all the founders of this group, and we're still utilizing our platform to help educate other coaches of color, to be mentors for coaches of color, and to continue to do what we need to do. Now, you mentioned I'm in my 50s, man. I hate that. You know, people, I'm still in my wheelhouse, though. I'm still moving. And but I think we got some young coaches that we want to be there for them as they grow in this business.
And now, Coach, also this coach, thinking about this for your young men and their health, how did you all kind of approach them for staying in shape when they're back at home in their own environments with the strength and conditioning coach and keeping those young men kind of in semi-shape and get back to it, so you don't have to start so much from scratch to prevent those injuries, soft tissue injuries from lingering all year long for us and having a knee, ankle, hamstring, something you don't want to have all year long. So how did you all manage your young men in that regard, ramping them back up here?
Well, we had a great strength coach, and a guy named David Dietz is sent a lot of information to our guys in terms of giving them a foundation to train a little bit before they got here. The challenge we have in front of us, boss man, is that when, you know, you have a positive test within your team and then you have contact tracing, you have guys that are in quarantine and then guys get shut down and then they come back to your team. That's when you know, this concern. I mean, I worry about that from a, you know, you just talked about it. If you lose, like it's anything, if you stop conditioning, stop performing, you're going to lose a lot of things. Then you come back to competitiveness, you're not right. So that's not healthy. And so we've got to do a good job. And hopefully the CDC gets in connection with these universities that when, if a kid does test positive, he can still find a way to stay in shape, to continue to so when he comes back to your team, he's not completely start from scratch again. And then you have more issues with them if you do that. So there's got to be some type of understanding how we maintain that with our young people. But we did a good job of helping our guys grow, build a foundation before they got to us. And we've been very fortunate. We haven't had a lot of positive tests. So we haven't had a knock on wood when I say that, a lot of stoppage with our development within our team, because these 10 days, 14 days it's going to make it very difficult to have a season this year. And we're still, you know, it's very fluid. We're still growing through how we're going to try to play. And there's things that come out daily that we're trying to figure out. The testing portion of it, I think, is going to be critical to how we get to the wood. You know, is it going to be daily testing? Is it going to be the saliva test? Is it going to be the PCR test? You know, there's a lot of communication back and forth trying to figure all this out.
Now, Coach, speaking of scheduling, I know it's probably been a headache for trying to get games right now because, you know, those 2 weeks are gone and November 25th is the start date now. And so how's that been trying to get games and getting guys to come in and play you guys and play in the MTEs? How's that been going for you?
Well, it's been great for us. We actually are in good shape. I think we just don't have a home opener because we have a team drop out. But we're planning at MT and Kansas City with TCU, South Carolina, and Northwestern and ourselves. So that we're excited about that. And then all of our other games are regional in terms of Arkansas's coming to our building. We've got three other games here. So we got six games scheduled before conference play, and we're playing 20 league games. So we upticked our conference games because of, we felt like as a conference, that's the safest way to get through the season is playing teams that's going to test like you. And so we increased that number to 20. And then we got six, nine, we can have seven non-league games, but we have six at this moment. And we're trying to figure out if we're going to play another one or not. But all that is unique, right? Because everybody has their schedule done by August or September. And then we are in November still talking about trying to figure out our schedule. Yeah. But I feel like from talking to my coaching peers, we're in as good a shape as anybody right now and where we're at. And, you know, we're just ready to get going. And hopefully from between now and that 25th, that start day, we stay healthy and we get an opportunity to compete.
So listen, in Atlanta, who don't understand about the AAC, it's a deep conference from top to bottom. There's no easy outs. And, you know, from East Carolina over to you guys at Tulsa, man, it's a hard out. And Memphis is coming up, South Florida, Brian Gregory, UCF, a giant dog. It's, I mean, you just named all the coaches in their conference, man. The teams are tough to play. Talk about for our listeners who don't know about the AAC like the way you and I do, how tough the league is every night, home or away.
Well, I tell you, we've got a tremendous league, and you know, you just mentioned a few of them, but Coach Sampson's a Hall of Famer guy at Houston, I think, and you know, Houston to SMU to Wichita State, you know, Greg Marshall over there to, it is every time you lace them up, you gotta be ready to play. And the thing I love about this league, I mean, it's a multi-bid league. You know, we just lost UConn, and UConn's in this league too. But from even with the loss of UConn, I think our league is as good as there is in the country. I look at some of the things that our league have done. I mean, when we play the quote-unquote Power Five schools, the success we've had against those teams, you know, just last year, 2 years ago, we played K-State, we played Oklahoma State, and we've had great success against those teams. And, you know, Wichita State's played Oklahoma and Oklahoma State. We've had great success against those teams and you know, because there's great coaches in this league. And I think that's the one thing that attracted me 6 years ago to this league was the type of coaching, the challenges you have when you play, you know, mentioned the Florida schools. Johnny and I are great friends at Central Florida, and Brian's done a great job. And I think he's going to have his best team this year over at South Florida. So, Brian, so it's a league that you got to be ready to play. You lace them up night in, night out. You got to be ready to play against great coaching and great talent.
Two more for you, Coach. So one of them is, how is recruiting via Zoom for you guys this year? I know you want to see a guy in person, especially with a parent, being in the home. So how is recruiting via Zoom, the virtual tours of the campus, how that for you and your staff this time around? Is that something you keep on doing down the road?
It is. I think it's going to be – it's taught us all a way to recruit a little bit, you know. I'm one of those guys that's not real tech savvy, you know. I can barely put gas in my car. So it's taught me how to learn how to be a little bit more, you know, understanding, you know, how this thing works. And I'm excited about it. I think we were able to finish up recruiting without it, you know. So I do see with this technology, we've all learned how to, you know, the virtual tours and spending time with Zoom calls, that it may, you know, give us an opportunity to change our calendar from a recruiting standpoint, not be out so many days. Because I know the coaches, once we start our season, don't really like leaving our program as much. And so because of the pandemic and the virus and because of, you know, us learning a new way to recruit, I could see the NCAA and the NABC coming together and limiting our days out away from our team to allow us to be on campus more. And I can see that in the near future with what we're doing from a recruiting standpoint because of the experiences we've learned through this pandemic.
That's what I have for coaches. Let's talk about who have been some key coaches in your life that helped you grow as a coach and as a man and helped mold you as you grew in this business the way you are today. And head coach of Tulsa, go to Hurricane.
Well, you know, I, Bossman, I've worked with some really, really good people. You know, I go back to my time at, you know, Dave Odom at Wake Forest, or Rick Barnes at Tennessee, who's at, I worked with at Texas, Tony Baroni, the late Tony Baroni, who was the head coach of Texas A&M, or Jerry Dunn at Penn State, Kevin Eastman, who was assistant with the Boston Celtics, and the Clippers, who was I worked with at UNC Wilmington. All those guys were great in terms of laid tremendous foundation in me as a coach. But I encourage people all the time to really get out and get and have mentors. And I have had, you know, from, you know, Coach Ravlin was a huge mentor of mine, and a lot of people don't, and I remember Coach George Ravlin, but he is someone that I really learned a lot from, spent a lot of time talking to about the profession, even when I was an assistant. Leonard Hamilton was someone that I looked up to and spent a lot of time with, and he's still in the profession. And Tubby, you know, but all those guys are guys that I you know, I didn't hesitate asking questions, and they're being resources to me. So I think it's a combination. You know, you have people that help you grow in the business from, you know, experiences in terms of I work with, but then I have people that I look to as mentors that help me mold me into a coach, and their experiences they gave me. And I feel like from a combination of all of that, you have, you know, I never stop learning. You know, I tell people all the time, you know, once you think you got this lick, you're going to retard your development. So I'm constantly trying to get better in my craft, in my profession. And, you know, I'm always trying to grow. And so I've been really blessed that I've had people that are willing to give to me and help me grow in this profession. So, but I go back to my beginning statement. I've been very blessed and the opportunities, and I encourage all young coaches to embrace those opportunities you get. And the one thing that the guys I work for allowed me to do, because so much in this profession is about recruiting. We talked about recruiting. And as a young black coach, black assistant, you know, you do a lot of recruiting, but the guys I work for allowed me to be involved with the total program. And, you know, whether it was speaking engagement, do radio shows, or scouting, floor coaching, you know, or how do we get our bus for team travel, you know, meals for pregame meal. All of that is going to help you grow when you get your opportunity as a head coach, that you know how to run your program. And I was fortunate enough to work with people that allow me to be involved with the total program.
Coach Hayes, I thank you for your time. I've been a fan of yours for years. Like I said, we talked since 2014 at the SEC tournament, but I'm happy for your success at Tulsa. Hope to see you when it comes to Atlanta. Hope you play Georgia Tech, maybe a Georgia State or something out here. We can see you there. You can get to town here and play Georgia, Athens, something like that, man. But I'm definitely a fan of yours for years, man. I'm happy for your success, Coach. I really am. I'm really proud of what you guys are doing out there at Tulsa with the Golden Hurricane.
Appreciate you, boss, man. I appreciate you having me on. And let's do this again, my friend. God bless.
Same for you, Coach. Have a great day, man. Talk to you real soon, brother.
Okay.
It's Frank Cato on the Boss Man Show.
Hip hop fans, I got a great album for you. The debut album from Family Grind ENT, True Speech and 313 Fresh. We're going to give you two discs, 33 songs of pure, genuine hip hop. Albums available on iTunes, Amazon, Google Play, illstreetrex.com, and streaming live right now on Rhapsody, Beats Music, Spotify, Xbox Music, Slacker Radio, and SoundCloud. Check them out today. True Speech and 313 Fresh, Family Grind ENT. Believe in it. Get it.
A gorgeous tan from Suntan City gives you an inner glow that relights the fire when you run into your first crush.
Vicky, who is that?
An old boyfriend.
Lucky you just tanned at Suntan City.
Lucky he's single. We're doing lunch tomorrow.
Won't be single for long then.
During Tour of the City, try all 5 tans, including spray tan, for just $4.99. Restrictions may apply. Click to buy now.
Suntan City, let yourself shine. When you're a teen, you finally get to make some of your own decisions. Who are you going to hang out with? What do you want to be? Are you going to glance at that text while driving? Remember, a split second is all it takes for something tragic to happen. Be in the zone. Turn off your phone. Visit childrenshospital.vanderbilt.org/BITZ to learn more about our Teen Driver Safety Program. Brought to you by Monroe Carroll Jr. Children's Hospital at Vanderbilt, the Ford Motor Company Fund, and the Allstate Foundation.
It's maybe the night that my dreams might let me know. All the stars are closer. All the stars are closer.
Tell me what you gonna do to me. Confrontation ain't nothing new to me. You could bring a bullet, bring a sword, bring a morgue, but you can't bring the truth to me.
Alexa, play Kendrick Lamar and SZA.
Okay.
Maybe the night that my dreams might let me know. All the stars are closer.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need. Get tens of millions of songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
Yeah, yeah, it's your man JC, the host with the most, baby. And it goes down each and every Saturday night right here in the city of Memphis. That's right, y'all. It goes down at Clicks Sports Bar Memphis, baby. 3705 Malco Way, Memphis, Tennessee, 38125. Come out and join us, the Three Kings, each and every Saturday night for the livest karaoke in the city. Everybody gets in free till 10 p.m., only $5 after. Great food. We got drink specials. We got all kind of games, man. We got the pool tables popping. Whatever you want, we got you, man. Come on out. Have a good time with us each and every Saturday night. That's Clicks Sports Bar, Memphis.